Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Dr. Paul Sundberg, the Executive Director of the Swine Health Information Center. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Sundberg.
It's always good to be with you, Bruce.
Researchers supported by the Swine Health Information Center have developed and calibrated a mathematical model for transmission of porcine reproductive and respiratory syndrome virus. First of all, what prompted the creation of this model?
Well, of course, PERS is the number one pathogen causing production losses in the U.S. So one of the things that we do with PERS, Bruce, is we use it as an example for being able to analyze and control emerging diseases. The Swine Health Information Center is focused on emerging diseases, and whether you can argue whether or not a new strain of PERS is actually emerging or if it's just a new strain of an endemic disease. But what we try to do is benefit the industry, benefit pork producers by doing analysis of PERS data as an example of the way that we could do analyses of emerging disease data. So doing projects like this help us to form templates that we may be able to plug new information into about some other emerging disease. That's the reason why we work on PERS and these other endemic disease issues and models.
Who has been involved in the development of the mathematical model? In what roles and what have they contributed to the effort?
Well, this is another example of a collaborative effort. North Carolina State University has been working with the University of Minnesota on doing this analysis of transmission. One of the things that is good about this type of collaboration is that the folks at North Carolina State University are good epidemiologists that can look at different pathways, transmission pathways. They can do analysis of data and help us with modeling different transmission pathways and different PERS issues. The folks at the University of Minnesota are the folks that monitor and service the Morrison Swine Health Monitoring Project. Within that project, we have better than 50% of the sow herd population that's in the U.S., and those are production systems and folks that are willing to share their information and voluntarily report it. So just like this project, there can be analysis of that data, and it might help them, it might help the industry with improving their swine health.
What parameters does the mathematical model take into consideration? How are their roles accounted for and why?
The folks looked at modes of transmission between farms. And so they looked at the area spread from farm to farm, the proximity of farms. They looked at the network of pigs moving between farms, pig movements. They looked at transportation vehicles, that transport the pig to the farms, to the markets, feed transportation, and even crew transportation. And then they looked at this at feed ingredients and the opportunity for PERS to be transmitted by feed ingredients. And then also the opportunity for rebreaks after a farm has been assumed to be cleaned up and then breaks again with PERS. So that model, they looked at the weekly information from the Morrison Swine Health Monitoring Project, and they looked at each of those pathways to look at their contribution to outbreaks for PERS.
What has all of this shown?
Well, what it showed was that the pig movements and farm proximity were the main PRRS transmission routes, regardless of the different farm types, whether it was nursery, sows, finishers, the pig movements and area spread proximity was the main route. However, vehicles transporting pigs to farms especially were important and explained a large proportion of the infections, especially on the sow farms and on the finishers. So there's transport biosecurity we have to pay attention to as well. Feed represented the highest risk of transport in vehicles compared to the others, where that risk, the feed transport explained about 85% of the infections on farms, which is a good amount. It's a very high amount. And that's another illustration of the issue of transport biosecurity. So the issues of animal byproducts and feed transmission, they were fairly limited and fairly low, but still an opportunity for PRRS to be transmitted. So I don't think that there were a lot of surprises. I think what this amounts to is that we reinforced the messages about animal transmission and animal movements, reinforced the messages about farm proximity and area spread, and also transport vehicles.
How will this information be used? By whom and to what ends?
Well, that is really the big question, Bruce, because what we need to do with this information, we can't just put it on the shelf and say, aha, now we've got something that we've completed, and now we go on to the next thing. When you point out the risks in biosecurity, and that means animals, it means people, transport vehicles, all of those things, they're only good if there's actionables taken. And those actionables have to be implemented on the farm. So it's a veterinarian to veterinarian or producer to producer communication about PRRS status of pigs coming from different farms, as well as PRRS status of farms within the region. Extremely important thing to continue to communicate from farm to farm and make sure we know where the pigs are coming from, the health status of the pigs, and then implement biosecurity for transportation. Those trucks that are coming onto and off of farms gives the opportunity, no matter what they are hauling, to transmit PRRS and other diseases. So I think this is the issue for this is that it needs to be used as another nail in the coffin of disease transmission and decrease that transmission just as much as possible by increasing biosecurity. Paying attention to the highest biosecurity risks will decrease the overall risk and certainly decrease the risk of PRRS infection.
How can anyone access this information?
We have the report of this on the Swine Health Information Center website, Bruce. The whole mathematical paper and model for transmission can be seen there, and then it's up to the individual producer with their veterinarian to assess how they can implement that on the farm and increase their biosecurity.
And is there anything you would like to add?
Well, there's a lot of information on the swinehealth.org website, so we've got to highlight that, Bruce, as well as I think it's important to highlight the collaboration that happens. One of the important things for the Swine Health Information Center is sharing information and analyzing data. It's one of the three key foundational missions of the center. One is to monitor for disease. The other is targeted research. But the third is analysis of swine health data. And this type of analysis of data is a good example of how the center can support the industry, producers and their veterinarians and others, in increasing the health of their herd by increasing and enhancing their biosecurity.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for the opportunity, Bruce.
Our guest has been Dr. Paul Sundberg, the Executive Director of the Swine Health Information Center. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.